As students prepare to return to the classroom on the 1st of September, the call for a more inclusive learning environment is growing. Acting President of the Society of and for the Blind, Daniel Chambers, says real inclusion begins with understanding the unique needs of visually impaired and differently-abled students, both in and out of the classroom.
Well, one thing that would help, even if a school does not have a visually impaired or student with a disability, maybe they can pay a visit to one of the following places, school for children with special needs, or even a visit to the Voice of the Disabled Center, and they can enhance their awareness, you know, seeing persons with disabilities in action, or even pay a visit to the Society for the Blind Hands, yeah, in action, so they would get a better knowledge and be able to grasp it. And that conversation also has to be open. You know, you can have it at the class level, and or maybe you can send out an invitation to us. We can come and visit and maybe demonstrate how we use a braille machine and how we use the white cane, the smartphone, and what have you. They can do that.
Chambers points to two visually impaired students who have successfully navigated mainstream schools thanks to improved accessibility. He says their stories highlight what's possible when parents advocate for their children, and he hopes the system is now better prepared to welcome new students with similar needs.
I would say we have two of them. There's one right now who is going to Farm 5 in Georgetown Secondary, and we hope and pray that, just like any other student, that when it's time for college, that's another challenge we'd have to start to advocate for her. Second student from since preschool, her mom, she's in the Fay Hall Primary. Our mom has been her main cheerleader, along with both us for the blind and also Voice of the Disabled. But the parents have to be that main person that will back the students. She is now in her last year of primary school, and she'll be heading off to secondary school. And we hope that some of the challenges that some of our students who are now in the secondary school system, that they would be better addressed, that she would not have to face some of those challenges, and she would have a more smoother transition, especially for the exam to transition into the high school.
Still, challenges remain, especially when it comes to accessing learning materials and trained support. Chambers is calling on the public and educators to play a greater role in building inclusive classrooms.
So we're just appealing for those who are willing and able to do so to reach out to us at the Society for the Blind, 1-784-457-2805, and then, or even on our Facebook page, they can also reach out to us as well. Once they reach out to us, we would give them the list. Once we're doing inclusive education, of course, it should be more real materials out, and that, you know, the both teachers and principals should get involved in at least trying to learn Braille. You can do it now online.
Acting President of the Society of and for the Blind, Daniel Chambers. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.